Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Monday, April 16th, 2007. I'm Stephen C. Weber. Normally, my wife, Brooksine, is with me as we prepare these messages, but this morning she had an appointment with her daughter, and although she helped me write the message, she's not able to help prepare the podcast. Today's message is titled, The Foundation on the Rock. The scripture text is so fitting this morning, and I'll explain why in a moment. Matthew 7, verse 25, the words of our Lord Jesus Christ in his final portion of the Sermon on the Mount. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house. Yet it did not fall, because it had its foundation on the rock. Well, as we prepare the message today, we're getting a storm with heavy rains and strong winds. In fact, you might even periodically hear the loud whistling sound even here on the podcast. At least I do inside. I stepped outside earlier today, and it sounds like a roaring train engine. We have lawn, furniture, and planters strewn all about our yard. As I'm typing, as I said, next to the large window, the howling sounds also remind me of the years we lived in New England and observe the ocean when the tides are whipping upon the shore during a hurricane watch. Many of Christ's parables dealt with illustrated themes that would have readily connected with his initial listeners. But his stories also have a remarkable cross-cultural and multi-generational impact. I'm sure everyone hearing this podcast, regardless of where you live, has experienced high howling winds as I describe today. Well, Christ speaks of two different types of foundations in Matthew 7 as he concludes the Sermon on the Mount. He describes one foundation that was built on sand and another one that was built on rock. Both were subject to identical storm conditions, but only one stood, the one that had its foundation on the rock. Two spiritual foundations are contrasted. One foundation is likened to the person who hears the words of Christ and puts them into practice. The other is like the person who hears the very same teaching but does not put it into practice. The foundation is what a house is built upon, and of course Jesus is talking about our life here. The house is our life in this illustration. Both houses face the very same storm. In fact, the very same phrase is used. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house. But one stood, and the other fell. The essential difference was not the veracity of the storm, but the veracity of the foundation. Our Lord's great emphasis in this teaching is that we are to be as those He calls wise. He says, therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. In life, the winds will surely blow and beat against our spiritual house. Some of you are enduring tremendous winds as you listen to this message. We must be sure that we're building our foundation on the rock. Let us determine that we will hear His words and put them into practice. Today, you may or may not be facing winds in your life. We just never know when they will come, but they most certainly will. Continue to build upon the firm foundation of Jesus Christ by listening to and putting His words into practice. Let me share the prayer that Brooksine wrote earlier. Jesus, to embrace Your teaching is life-transforming, but to deafen our ear to Your words keeps us ever searching and never finding lifelong answers to that which matters most. May we hunger and thirst for Your righteousness. Help us to apply Your wisdom to our lives and instruct those You've entrusted to our care to walk in Your ways. Our foundation will be unshakable and stormproof as You build our lives based upon Your eternal truths. Amen. Well, I sure enjoy having Brooksine beside me as I prepare the messages, and we normally alternate in our reading. As I mentioned, she had an appointment today, a routine appointment with Astaire's pediatric cardiologist, as most of you that regularly follow our series know. We have a daughter that was born with heart disease, and it requires ongoing care. Well, we do encourage you to look at our website today. I have a number of photos up and a couple links to songs. The song I chose today to supplement our message is the classic hymn, How Firm a Foundation. And you're welcome to take a look at that today if you'd like. I also would like to encourage you today to look at the site, because we have some pictures up, two pictures of friends that were taken this weekend at two separate times. We were out to eat with some friends, and I explained. And also a picture of an old stone mill in eastern Lancaster County that illustrates the story so well today, built in 1760, still standing and beautifully maintained, called the Mascot Rolling Mill. Well, have a blessed day today. Continue to stay faithful and be encouraged.